thank you for listening to this sermon from Hope Church, Toronto West. It is our prayer that through these audio sermons, you are challenged and transformed by the Word of God, built up in love and faith, and drawn more to the person and work of Jesus Christ. We want to remind you that these online resources are never meant to be a substitute for God's good plan for you to be present, connected, and serving in a local church under the care of qualified elders. If you live in the West Toronto area and are looking for a local church, we encourage you to come check out one of our Sunday services. Now, as you prepare your heart to receive God's word, we pray that His Spirit would use the sermon powerfully in your life.
So, Father, we commit this time to you and your word as it goes out to various places. We pray in the name of Jesus it would meet our needs, minister to our hearts, would challenge our souls, and generate great conviction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, well, last week we began a series entitled Healthy Heart, and the tagline was Habits of a Growing Faith. And last week we began at a critical point in our series, understanding our hearts, and more specifically, understanding that our hearts are the control center of our entire lives. We saw that when the Bible speaks about the heart, it's referring to the totality of the inner man, the affections, the thoughts, and the will. And so going forward in our series for the rest of our time, we're going to begin our journey that seeks to answer the question, if the heart is the control center of our entire lives, then how do we ensure its health? My affections, my thoughts, my will, my heart, if it's the control center of my entire life, how do I ensure its health? And here's the answer. By growing in the grace and knowledge of God through spiritual disciplines. That's how we're going to ensure the health of our hearts, by growing in the grace and knowledge of God through spiritual disciplines. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." That a healthy heart is a growing heart, and health and growth all come by God's grace, but through discipline. I want to share with you what David Mathis wrote. He wrote this: "We cannot earn God's grace or make it flow apart from His free gift. But we can position ourselves to go on getting as He keeps on giving. I can flip a switch, but I don't provide the electricity. I can turn on a faucet, but I don't make the water flow. And so it is for the Christian with the ongoing grace of God. His grace is essential for our spiritual lives, but we don't control the supply. Our God is lavish in His grace. He's free to dispense His goodness without even the least bit of cooperation and preparation on our part, and often He does. Listen to this now. But He also has regular channels, and we can routinely avail ourselves of these revealed paths of blessing or neglect them to our detriment." So again, health and growth in the Christian life are, yes, a work of God's grace, but health and growth in the Christian life also come through channels of discipline, channels or habits that we embrace that can facilitate and put us in a posture to receive all that God has for us and cause this growth in our lives. And that's what we're going to be spending the rest of our time in this series focusing on. We've understood that our heart is the control center of our lives. How do we ensure its health? By growing in the grace of Jesus Christ and the knowledge of His grace through disciplines. And so today we're getting started with probably the most important habit or discipline to embrace in the Christian life. And it's this, Bible intake. Bible intake. Again, Don Whitney in his book, Spiritual Disciplines, shared one of his experiences on the mission field. Listen to what he said. I found this fascinating. He wrote, "I've been overseas enough to know that many customs I've come to identify with Christianity will clash at some points with the culture of our hosts. but I was unprepared for some of my encounters. Now, speaking of one of his particular encounters with a particular church on the mission field, Whitney said this. He said, "Lying, stealing, and immorality were common and generally accepted, even among the leadership of the church. Theological understanding was as scarce as water, the disease of doctrinal error as common as malaria. Soon I discovered one of the main reasons this church looked as though it had been started by Corinthian missionaries." Listen to this. "No one had a Bible. Not the pastor, not a deacon, no one." He goes on to say this. "No spiritual discipline is more important than the intake of God's word. Nothing can substitute for it. There is simply no healthy Christian life apart from a diet of the milk and meat of Scripture." And so here's what I want us to see right away as we jump into this message. It's this: the healthy heart is a heart that's growing in the grace and knowledge of God through spiritual disciplines, and there will be absolutely no hope of a healthy heart without the regular discipline of Bible intake. I'm going to say that again. There will be no hope for a healthy heart. There will be no hope for spiritual growth. There will be no hope for a vibrant Christian life without a commitment to, a love for, and a disciplined routine in the Bible. And so that's where we're starting today. The title of the message is this: A Heart Formed Bible Intake. That's how our hearts must be formed, through Bible intake. So let's get our Bibles open then to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17 is where we're going to be. I wish I had more time to unpack the wider context, but we have a limited time here. 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17 says this. The Apostle Paul, in the final days of his life, writes to young pastor Timothy, and he says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." Okay? So this is where we're going to start. The healthy heart is formed, very simple. The healthy heart is formed by God's word. The healthy heart is formed by God's word. Notice verse 16. It says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God." We're going to stop right there for a moment. What we have here is one of the clearest verses in the entire Bible describing for us the nature of the Bible. And I want us to understand this. We have no hope of embracing the discipline of Bible intake unless we understand the nature of the Bible, namely that the Bible is in fact the Word of God. That the Bible is inspired by God. The text says it's breathed out by God. That the Bible we hold in our hands is God's will and God's revelation spoken to human beings in the form of a physical book, that God providentially spoke His word. That's amazing. Just think about that for a moment. That God in heaven spoke to us, and He is a speaking God. That He providentially spoke His word and throughout history providentially preserved His word in such a way that is in fact miraculous. So, as Christians, it should come then as no surprise that the key to a heart that's formed and transformed by God is Bible intake. That we receive daily His word, His truth to form our lives. The hearing of God's word, the reading of God's word, the study of God's word. And yet, what is surprising, or what should surprise us, is the shocking neglect and disregard for the Bible leading to massive and widespread heart disease in the Church of Jesus Christ today. It should come as no surprise to us as Christians that if God spoke a book to us and spoke through a book, that's how we grow, that's how we form, by receiving His word.
But we should be aware that in light of this reality, there is an amazing amount of neglect of the Word of God amongst Christians everywhere. Listen to something else Don Whitney wrote. I found this so helpful. He wrote this: if we would know God and be godly, we must know the Word of God intimately. However, many who yawn with familiarity and nod in agreement to these statements spend no more time with God's Word in an average day than do those with no Bible at all. He goes on and says, if you still doubt that Christians need to be exhorted to discipline themselves to read the Bible, consider this. A survey by Barna Research Group among those claiming to be born-again Christians disclosed these disheartening numbers. Only 18%, less than 2 of every 10, read the Bible every day. 2 of every 10 born-again Christians. Worst of all, he says, 23%, almost 1 in 4 professing Christians, say, listen to this, that they never read the Bible. That's staggering. 1 in 4 professing Christians say they never read the Bible. And so, loved ones, in light of the fact that our hearts are the control center of our entire lives, and the Bible is the living, active Word of God to form our hearts towards health, and in light of these shocking statistics, why are we confused when people in the church don't know how to defend the faith if nobody's reading the Bible? Why are we confused when people in the church don't know their right from their left when it comes to cultural issues like gender and sexual identity and abortion if nobody's reading the Bible? Why are we confused when people in the church can't have meaningful disagreements without destroying one another if the vast majority of people are not reading the Bible? Why are we confused when people in the church treasure and think and act with a secular worldview as opposed to a biblical one when a very small percentage of professing Christians are in fact giving themselves to the Scriptures daily? Loved ones, the result of a generation that's full of Christians who've abandoned the discipline of God's Word can only be a church emptied of power and direction and conviction and holiness and heart health. I want you to hear me carefully. There is no hope of a healthy heart. There's no hope of a vibrant faith. There's no hope of a growing faith without the conviction that the Bible is the Word of God spoken to me, that I must receive it, hear it, read it, study it daily, and have my heart formed by it. It is impossible, loved ones, to have a healthy heart apart from the regular reading of Scripture. All Scripture is breathed out by God. Notice now verse 16 again, it says this. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable, watch this, for what? For teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So I want to show you just 4 ways right from this text that God's Word forms and transforms our hearts. We are formed by, first, the teaching of God's Word. Secondly, we are formed by the reproofs of God's Word. Thirdly, we are formed by the correction of God's Word. And finally, Paul says, we are formed by the instruction of God's Word. First, Paul says that God's Word teaches us. And what is he talking about? He's talking about the Word of God teaching us what is true and how to live. We are living in a day of mass confusion, and Christians don't know how to live. I wonder if that has anything to do with us separating ourselves from the book that is profitable to teach us what we should believe and what we should think and how we should live. Secondly, Paul says that God's word reproves us. It reproves us by revealing areas of our lives that it disapproves of. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that massively significant, that I go wrong many, many days, and without the word of God to reprove me, I will continue in folly. I'll continue doing things that I think is okay, but God's word shows disapproval. I need to be reproved by God's word. So do you. That's how we grow. Thirdly, Paul says God's word corrects us. It corrects us by redirecting us when we're headed for destruction. It doesn't only show us where there's areas of our lives that are going wrong. He says to us through his word, yes, stop doing that. But he doesn't just reprove us. He says, start doing this. He corrects us. Again, how many times is this our experience from day to day? That we have given ourselves to the reading of Scripture such that it is a steady, consistent discipline, such that we are finding correction for our lives in the pages of the Bible. Paul says that God's word teaches us, it reproves us, it corrects us. And finally, Paul says that God's word instructs us and trains us in what is right. Instructs us and trains us in what is right. Now, just consider the fundamental necessity of the Scriptures to a healthy heart and a vibrant Christian life. How can we know what is true if we don't give ourselves to the reading of the Bible? How can we know how to live? How can we know how to think? Therefore, the Scriptures become foundational and fundamental for us in our lives. We can't neglect it. We have no way of knowing what is true. We have no way of seeing our errors apart from the reproofs of Scripture. Now, I know that if I look around our church and I ask you, do you want to know where you're going wrong? Do you want to know where you're in error in your life? For sure, all of us would say, yes, we do. But if we don't give ourselves to the reading of Scripture, we're in effect saying, we don't want to know. We don't care. We want to keep doing what we want to do. We have no way of being redirected apart from the correction of the Bible. And there have been so many times in my life, and certainly I know in your lives, where you have been redirected and corrected by Scripture. Whether it was in hearing the Bible preached in a service, or whether it was talking about the Bible with someone else, or whether it was you reading the Scriptures, the Bible is necessary for our correction. And we have no way of being trained in what is right apart from the instruction of the Bible. So here's my question for us. If the statistics show that so many Christians are neglecting the discipline of Bible intake, I have to believe that in our church, the statistics hold some kind of sway. And so let me ask you the question. What is forming your heart? Such a huge question for the times that we're living in. What is forming your heart? What is captivating your affections? What is molding then your thoughts? What is compelling then your actions? Is it the Word of God? Or is it something else? If we're not giving ourselves to the discipline of Bible intake, then most certainly it's something else. Something else is forming us. Something else is captivating our affections. Something else is filling our thoughts, and something else then is driving our actions not towards heart health. Let me ask another question. What habits mark your days? Mealtimes, work, school, showers, hobbies, social media, Netflix, every day. What habits mark your days? Think about it. Some of us, every single day, we make sure to get in front of Netflix every day. It's a habit. And we get there consistently and as a matter of discipline. But what about the Bible? Is the Bible one of your habits, one of your disciplines? I know it's not easy, but nothing in this life that's worthwhile doing is easy. Everything that's not worthwhile is easy. Sitting in front of Netflix is easy. Putting our feet up on the couch and falling asleep in front of the TV, that's easy. But the things that are worthwhile in life are difficult. They require discipline. What about the Bible? Look at verse 17. We're almost done. It says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, training in righteousness. Watch this now, verse 17. That the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Loved ones, the discipline of study and hearing and reading the Bible, it is a discipline we cannot afford to do without. We are equipped for everything we need from the scriptures, the power we need to overcome temptation, the wisdom we need to make the right decisions, the joy we need when we're facing times of trials, the perspective we need to believe that Christ is better, the peace we need in the midst of conflict and friction. It's all formed in us through the steady, daily, regular, disciplined commitment to the Word of God. So some of us have gotten distracted. And some of us have embraced other habits. That's okay. It's time to get back to the book. If you're distracted, if you're embracing other habits, if your day is full of all kinds of different routines except this reading of Scripture, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ, but it's time now for us to get back to the book. We have to. Others of us, we've simply been lazy and captivated by easier pursuits. So think about that for a moment. How laziness goes undetected in the Christian life so often. Choose today what you will believe is the most worthy pursuit of life. My will or God's will? If it's God's, get back to the book. If God is the priority of life, if God is the treasure of life, get back to the book. Still, others of us have a deep desire to grow, and we just don't know how. I have a feeling a lot of us are in that category. We have a deep desire to grow, and we just don't know how. We want to help you. I'm getting ready to close here. I know we're running out of time. But this Saturday, we want to help you. We're going to have a drop-in Bible study where Thaddeus is going to walk through different ways of reading the Bible. If you're sitting here and you're saying, I don't know how to read it. I don't know how to meditate on it. I don't know exactly what to do. I don't know what my devotion should look like. I'm not sure how to study the Bible. I want to. I have a desire. I don't know what to do. We want to help you. We want to show you how, and we want to show you different ways that you can do that. If you're interested in that, if you want a healthy heart, then Saturday, January the 30th at 9 a.m. on Zoom, we're going to be holding a drop-in Bible study where we're going to be helping you to understand how you can read the Word and how you can read it more effectively. And so that's Saturday, January the 30th at 9 a.m. on Zoom. Register on our homepage if you desire to grow, and we want to help you. And I pray that we would be a church that is captured by the Word of God, disciplined in the Word of God, not falling into the unfortunate statistics, but in fact going against the grain of the culture and saying, our church, we will be people of the book, because that is the book that will form us into godliness. And that is the book, this is the book that will give us a healthy heart if we abide in it, and in abiding in it, abiding in Jesus Christ, okay? So let's pray that together. Let's pray that right now. that the Lord would do that in us and across our church. And I'm praying that He will get a hold of so many that we would truly be a church of the Word of God. Father, we pray all of these things according to Your will in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that as this message goes out, that those of us that have neglected the Word of God, we will come back to the book because we need to. It is food for our souls. For those of us that have fallen into patterns of laziness, that we will come back to the book and find our hearts rejoicing in the truths of Scripture. And oh, how I pray that those of us who just don't know how, maybe we want to grow, we desire to grow, but we don't know how. I pray, Lord, for such a beautiful time this Saturday where we can get started on a journey that will perhaps change our lives forever as we embrace this discipline, Bible intake, and see our hearts formed in health. All of these things, oh Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, believing that You will do it and trusting You too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
For more resources and information about Hope Church Toronto West, please visit hopechurchtw.ca.